Hi, my name is Michelle Molinaro, and I operate my business with my husband, Tony. Tony and I have been entrepreneurs for the past 27 years. We owned and operated a restaurant in Connecticut for many of those years, and it was back in 1997 when we started dabbling, is what we called it, in the World Wide Web, better known today, of course, as the Internet. It was a few years ago, though, back in about 2009, that we realized that a shift was taking place on the Internet, and stores such as Target and Sears were really starting to make their presence known. So due to the fact that we started selling a lot of the same products that they carried, they now became our competition, and we needed to find a way that we could compete with them. And that is why we partnered with Shop.com, powered by Market America. Market America provides us all with the traditional business skills that you need to be in business, but then they've infused in of Shop.com, and we believe that this is what separates us from any other Internet business. Today, we can market our business by leveraging social media, and we can create customers just by utilizing the tools that Shop.com provides, such as ShopBuddy, TrendShops, MyList, eGifts, and so many more. I want to talk for a moment about who is Shop.com. Well, they're a comprehensive shopping experience. They have the ability for you to search for products that you love from the stores that you like to shop from and compare them side by side so you can decide which price, shipping method, and the delivery schedule that you choose is best for you. But we don't stop there. We also have patented technology, such as the One Cart. And this will give you the ability to shop from a selection of retailers, checking out in one cart. That means you put your personalized information in once rather than having to type it over and over and over again. We offer a personalized shop consultant for every shopper. This shop consultant is educated on the tools that we have within Shop.com, and also they're educated on how they can help the consumer save money. So with no further ado, I want to talk about what do we receive as a shop consultant. Well, when you're ready to open up your Shop.com powered by Market America business, you receive a preloaded website ready to go for you on day one. This includes our proprietary products, thousands of them from categories such as health and nutrition, cosmetics, personal care, weight management. And then we have our partnership with all of our thousands of stores. So our website has millions of products within one location, and that is preloaded for you, ready to go, like I said, on day one. We also have take drop shipping and affiliate marketing and infuse them together into this one e-commerce-enabled website. So what is drop shipping? That is where the products are shipped directly to your customers so you don't have to carry an inventory. And we do this through our thousands of Market America proprietary products. Affiliate marketing is where you're paid a commission when traffic is driven from your site to someone else's. We are to have done that through our partnership with our thousands of stores such as Target, Walmart, and Sears. The shop consultant is paid a commission when their customer goes from their site to someone else's to make a purchase. And what actually is e-commerce? Well, e-commerce is where you've taken a shopping cart, a merchant account, and a hosting fee and put it all into one shopping site. And this is how your site is able to have that capability of taking credit cards. So what I want to talk about today is customers. Well, we wouldn't be retailers if we didn't have customers, correct? So we need to know what to do with the customers and why are they so important on Shop.com. Well, number one, the fact that Shop.com links each shop consultant to a personalized customer is pretty powerful because that doesn't happen out on the Internet. If someone shops on a website and then goes back to a competitive website, they're never redirected back to that original site. But with Shop.com, that is exactly what happens. By linking a person through their email, the computer actually knows that that email belongs to that particular shop consultant. So I have three steps that I've put together that I feel that it empowers you as a shop consultant to do your best that you possibly can for your customers. So step one is you're going to set their customer profile. Step two, you're going to follow up with an email. And step three, you're going to create a personalized page, which is a trend shop. So let's get started on step one. Setting a customer profile. Anytime that you run into someone and you have a conversation with them and you want to redirect them to your website, just ask them a simple question, and that is, can I send you a link to my website? By doing that, you're going to want to get some information from them when they reply back yes. So you get their information, name, address, phone number, and of course their email address. Now, let's say time doesn't permit you to get all that information. The most important is their email address. So once you have that, you can set their customer profile. So you're going to log in to what we call our unfranchised business account, which is better known as our back office. You're going to put in there your rep ID and your password. You'll be redirected to the home page. You'll want to select the tab that says My Customers. Under My Customers, select Customer Profile. This will redirect you to the Customer Profile page where you're going to click the little gray button, Create New PC over to the right. Once you select this, it will redirect you to a page to put in all of their information. You're going to need their name, their address, and of course their email. Now, like I said, if you don't have all this information, default it to your and then we'll follow up with an email explaining them how to change that. But you must have their email address. Once you put that information in, you're going to scroll to the bottom of the page and hit submit. The system will let you know, congratulations, you have successfully registered a preferred customer. So step two, we want to follow up. Follow up with an email to your customer telling them, I just wanted to follow up to let you know that I've created your customer profile. And also, I've included a link to our website along with my contact information. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. You're going to include in there their login information. Due to the fact that you put them in your back office, their user ID will be their email, and the password will be America. This is an when you log them in through your back office. You also want to make sure in that email you include your domain to your website. So that's your www.com. We have templates with different emails that you can just copy and paste on our website, which is tonyandmichelle.com. And that's Michelle with one L. So another thing in this email, if you didn't happen to have their information that you want to put in there that I didn't know your specific information, name, address, please feel free when you log into the site in the top right-hand corner, visit the Your Account tab. In there you can change any information that is not correct. So the third step, if you've happened to talk to somebody about product, you will put together their personalized page, making it easier for them to actually navigate to those particular products that you spoke about. So this is step three. It's called a trend shop. It's where you're creating that personalized page for your customers. When you log into shop.com, in the top of the website, along the top bar, you'll see where it will say welcome with your name, and then there'll be some tabs. You want to scroll over to the tab that actually says trends. When you click on trends, you'll be redirected to the trends section. You want to then select the tab that says my trends and profile. Creating your trend and profile is extremely important. You want people to know who you are, what your style is, what your interests are. So in the profile section, upload an image of yourself along with your name and a description about you. You can also link them to any of your social media sites by uploading your social media addresses along with your personalized website. Whether you have a website or a blog, you can include the address here, giving the customers more information about you. Once you've done this and you're ready to actually create a trend, just select the tab that says Create a Trend. Here you're going to start off by naming your trend and then include a description in the bottom left-hand corner along with tags. Tags are keywords that when someone is searching within the trends section of shop.com, your trend may populate due to the word that you've included in this section. So it's very important to put some thought into your trend prior to creating it. Because if someone's searching for cosmetics and you've built a cosmetic trend, you would like that to populate when they are searching. So by putting those words separated each one by a comma into the tag section, your trend will populate. Once you're ready to go, you scroll over to the right-hand side and click on the search tab and then type in what category of items you'd like to search. So for this particular demonstration, I'm going to talk about Motives Cosmetics. So I click on search, type in Motives, and all of the cosmetics within shop.com under the Motives tab will populate. I'm just going to scroll through the pages and find the products that I would like, hover over the one that I want to add to my trend, and slide it from the right-hand side of the screen to the left-hand side. And I'm going to continually do this until I've created all my products on the left-hand side that I want to be included in that trend shop. Now, if you want to upload an image, I can do that as well by selecting the Image tab. Shop.com actually has preloaded images for us, or we can go to our own computer and look through our database and upload an image from there. So if, for instance, I was again on the Motives topic and I wanted to upload an actual Motives picture, I can do that by just choosing the file and hitting Upload. When my image appears, I will then take that image and from the right-hand side of the page, scroll it over to the left of the page. Now I can put that image forward or backwards as well. So if I'd like to cover up the products, I would just place the button forward and that will bring that image in front of all of those products. But never ever will it erase the hyperlink that it's created. Also, we have a brand new tab called Transparent. When you take your image, you can just hover over the image, click Transparent, and it will erase the background of the image, allowing you to make your images into a collage format. Once you're happy with your trend and the way that it looks and all your products are there, just hit Save, Preview, and Publish. Congratulations, your trend has been successfully published. It now goes live onto shop.com. So when you click on your trend, the images will appear, your description, and your tag. Down below, you will see all of those products with their hyperlinks. So at this point, if a customer would like to order a product, they would just click on the product, find out the details about the product, and be able to add it to cart in one click button. So remember I said step two, we're going to follow up with an email? Well, maybe you want to combine step two and three together. Because if you've actually spoken to someone about setting their customer profile and then you spoke about products in the same conversation, you are able to actually send someone an email directly from your trend shop. Once you open your trend, you just go to the top right-hand corner where it says Share and click on the envelope. This gives you the ability to email it to anyone, including a message there. So you actually can let them know what their login information and password are right from this location. Maybe you want to share this out on your social media sites. You can do that through Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Google+, and the list goes on and on with a click of the mouse. You can create trend shops for multiple different divisions, whether you're working within TLS, Motives Cosmetic, Isotonic Cocktails, a trend shop, making it easier for them to find your products. Whether you want to create a trend shop around your interest or your style, or maybe on the different seasons, Right now we're going into fall, so if you want to create a trend shop around October being Halloween, you can do that. Or how about when it's back to school or the holidays? They're limitless at how many trend shops you can create, never forgetting to share them onto your social media sites. Making it easier for someone to shop will result in sales back to you. So don't forget the three steps. Set your customer's profile, follow up with an email, and then create a personalized page within Trend Shops for your customers.